Lots still to come, though. I don't know whether you were listening to the show yesterday. We were in Fleckney at Catherine's house. Catherine unexpectedly suffered from sight loss last summer and has been coming to terms with what that means for her life. And she's been helped on that journey by the amazing local charity Vista, which we've been throwing a bit of a spotlight on. It's an amazing charity. And frankly, they need your help, too, at the minute. Their fundraising has been decimated since COVID. They need more volunteers and so on and so forth, which is why I ended up just outside their headquarters, actually, speaking to retired Paralympian, dancing and ice competitor, and a Vista ambassador.
Hello, I'm Libby Clegg, and we are at the Vista head office.
And we have somebody else with us. You need to tell us who else is with us.
I've also got Bramble with me, my guide dog.
And Bramble is amazing. Only 3 years old and hasn't been with you that long.
Yeah, no, I've only had him since the summer, so he's a new addition to my little sort of team.
We'll talk about Bramble and how important he is to him in a minute or two. We're just going to pop outside and have a wander up New Walk. Normally in the past, I think we've spoken in the past from a sporting capacity, but this is a bit different. We're kind of talking about a day in your life, really.
Yeah, no, this is very different from my sporting life. You know, it's different challenges and different barriers to overcome, but interesting all the same.
Well, I you know, I'm really grateful for you taking us out this way. You've been an ambassador for Vista for a little while now, I think, haven't you?
I have, yeah. I've been working alongside Vista now for well over a year, but I've always been a big supporter of the charity anyway because of the incredible work that they do and all the services that they provide.
Now, I thought there might be some preparation about going out into Leicester City Centre. You know, I know you've got the harness on, Bramble and so on. The most important thing we had a bit of a scramble for were poo bags.
Yes, I forgot them today.
Which is, it just hadn't even occurred to me, but, you know, guide dogs need to do what dogs do.
I mean, legally I can technically leave it, but I do not feel comfortable doing that.
So. I'm glad. So look, we're just waiting for the lift. Is there... You know, when you go out and about, and forgive me if I'm asking obvious questions, but I think it's worth asking them because sometimes it feels awkward to ask, doesn't it? Is there things that you think about at this point going out into town that perhaps sighted people don't?
Sometimes it's to do with, like, the light. So if it's sunny or cloudy outside, sometimes it can be what time of day it is, whether it's going to be really busy. Or whether it's quieter, whether there's markets on, that kind of thing. So I have to think about all of those things when I'm going out.
I've just realised I'm nattering so much, the lift's come and gone. Well, there it goes.
Slowest doors ever.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
I always press the wrong one. Is it that one?
That's the one.
The slowest lift doors in the world. So I do, I work with the community fundraising team. We have lots of meetings and catch up with different people from different services and see how we can support one another and trying to get out into community as well, to be honest.
So we're out of the lift. I'll follow you.
So for me, I actually build a bit of a map in my brain of like where I am. So I remember certain locations from like landmarks and things like that on like sounds. I've got no central vision at all, and I've got tiny bit of vision in my right eye, but it's like just movement, so I can't actually focus on anything. And then in my left eye, it's like being really, really short-sighted as well as not having a central vision. It's a bit strange, but it's really pretty. It looks like a firework all scrunched up. Really? Yeah, it's really pretty.
And is that something that you've always had, or did it sort of come on as you grew up, essentially?
So I got diagnosed when I was 9, but it's genetic, so but I had no family history of it, so no one was really aware. And it gradually gets worse as I get older. So when I was younger, I was like fully sighted, and it's just gradually got worse and worse and worse.
And that's an ongoing thing, and nothing can be done about that?
Nothing can be done about it at this moment in time now. So it's just, yeah, it's all good though. It could be worse.
You have the most astonishingly optimistic viewpoint in life though, whether it come to sport or your sight loss. Is that something you'd strive for, to have this incredible positive view of things?
It's not really something that I strive for. I think it's just, I can't control it, so why worry about it? Yeah. I think it's that sort of attitude. There's no point worrying about things that you can't control. You might as well just get on with it.
Should we go for a wander?
Yeah, let's go. Which direction?
Whichever way you want, I'll just follow you. Go up the hill, if you like. How is Bramble helping?
Bramble basically just acts as my eyes, really. So he'll look out for, well, obstacles when he's not sniffing about. he'll just navigate around like bins, lampposts, trees, you know, that sort of thing. Yeah. Obviously, we're on a pavement, so there's no vehicles or anything at the moment, or hopefully no parked cars. So he just navigates that kind of thing for me. But I have to tell him what to do. He can't just, you know, doesn't know where.
He doesn't make it up. No. So you've got to know where Tesco's is, yeah. And he will help you get there without any problems with navigation.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So it can be like things like roadworks, that kind of thing that are getting in the way, or people leaving the wheelie bins out, or just general people traffic.
What's your biggest bugbear? What's the thing that annoys you most about what people leave on pavements and stuff?
Do you know, it's not what people leave on pavements. It's people being on their phones while they're walking, and they all of a sudden are walking fully into you. That's the only thing that really bugs me, because they just should be a little bit more observant.
So you've got a harness on Bramble and a lead. How does that help you?
So the harness is for like steering, and the lead is really just to make sure that it doesn't sort of
doesn't leg it.
Yeah, it just gives you a bit more control sometimes if you know he wants to go for a nice little, you know, sandwich that's been left on the floor or something.
He's very attentive though, isn't he? I mean, when we were in the office, he was quite relaxed, but now you get the impression he's really kind of focused, other than if there was a sandwich on the floor, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, he's very focused. As soon as he's got his harness on, he turns into work mode, and then he's pretty good.
He's amazing. He's such a beautiful dog. Does it take a long time to kind of build up the trust between you and him?
I would say so. It's definitely took a few months. He's a really good worker. It's just getting used to working with a different dog, yeah, as well. Because my retired dog I'd been with for like 10 years. So
really?
Yes.
Yeah, so. And you've kept your retired dog, because I know that some people don't.
Yeah, so I've kept my retired dog Hattie. Mm. She's lovely. So
does Hattie know that she doesn't work anymore?
Yeah, she definitely she doesn't work anymore. She's very happy about it as well. She loves the high life now, being retired and lazing around all day.
You know, we're wandering up New Walk. It's quite quiet, isn't it? But I can sort of see the amount of obstacles that Bramble is guiding you around. I mean, she's just pulling us into the centre of New Walk now to get around that big tree. Without her, does it restrict what you can do?
It doesn't necessarily restrict what I can do, but it gives me more confidence. So it's having that confidence to go from A to B, and also you get much more positive interactions with other people, yeah, and people are more like eager to help if you need it.
I was going to ask you about that. The helping somebody with sight loss, what's the kind of protocols around that? Should people help? What should they do?
It's a difficult one, because a lot of it just depends on the person.
Yeah.
I think if you can see someone's quite stressed, or if they look like they may need help, you know it's okay to offer. But if they look like they're just getting on with their day-to-day life, I'd just leave them be. Yeah.
But I suppose asking, is it better to ask and be refused than to just ignore?
I think it's probably better to be asked and refused than just ignore someone. Because sometimes it can be really stressful when you can't see your surroundings, and it can make you quite anxious as well, especially if it's really busy. It can be quite a scary environment to be in, and if things have changed, like roadworks or something like that, that can be really difficult to navigate.
You know, on a day-to-day basis, it strikes me that you have a lot going on in your head. Do you feel that of always having to think ahead a little bit? I mean, is it tiring from that perspective?
I think probably when I first started doing it, it was quite tiring, but now it feels like really natural. So I remember things that most sighted people wouldn't even think twice about.
Really?
So
what, like?
So I'm like quite observant, so I remember where certain things are. So I remember where steps are, or like a ramp is. Yeah. It's something that you wouldn't think about, you would just see it, but I remember where it is. Or remember like, oh, there's actually, you know, this traffic cones have changed, or the lights have been worked on at the moment. So I remember all those sorts of things. I remember whether a pedestrian light's not working properly.
Yes.
that kind of thing. Things have been snapped off or the sound doesn't work. So, yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah. And is that something that developed over time as your site deteriorated, or were you always observant?
I think it's probably something that's developed as my site has deteriorated, because if I don't remember those things, I can't live a very independent life. Yes. I'd always be wondering, you know, yeah, what's going on, or trip over things, or find that the pedestrian lights don't work every week, you know. Yes, so it's something that I remember and I'm very conscious of. I mean, since I've had my little boy, it's very difficult having a guide dog and a three-year-old, well, now four-year-old. It's really difficult to navigate just getting around. It can be quite funny. Definitely got stared at quite a bit. How often do you see a blind woman with a guide dog and a pram?
Well, not often, if I'm honest.
I know, it's quite an unusual sight. So, yeah, no, I'd get quite a lot of stares and people asking lots of questions. But, you know, I'm happy for that, because it means people are learning and educating and becoming more knowledgeable. Because sight loss, actually, it can be a very invisible disability, because there's such a wide spectrum of eye conditions. There isn't a norm. So, you know, it's good for people to see different variations of it.
And that's exactly why we're here today in Confidence Walk Up New Walk, for exactly that reason, and to maybe ask some of the questions that people feel awkward about asking, because they don't want to cause offence, and that's perfectly reasonable. But often when you speak to people, whether it people with sight loss or whatever it might be, they're like, just ask.
Exactly. It's really important to ask questions. And with sight loss as well, there's so many different, like I say, so many different eye conditions. It's really important to ask people, because it does affect everyone differently. Even somebody with the same condition as me will be affected differently than myself. So it's important to ask questions and to find out more about it. And sometimes it's just good to just ask what people do need help with, what they don't need help with, what they feel more confident doing, what they might struggle with. So, you know, it's good to have these open discussions. I get a lot, if I don't have my dog with me, I get told I don't look blind when I ask for help. And it's like, what do we really think that being blind looks like? Because a lot of people have sight loss that you don't know. And just because I don't wear glasses doesn't mean that there's not something wrong with my eyes. So that's why it's great working with Vista, because I get to help educate people around sight loss and raise a bit more awareness. So, you know, the different challenges that people have to overcome is crucial.
That's Libby Clegg. I went for a little walk through the centre of Leicester, up New Street, just up New Walk, rather, just, I don't know, a week and a half or so ago. And if you need a hand, or you think you can help Vista, then do get in touch with them. You'll find them dead easily online. Otherwise, you can get in touch with us and we'll put you in touch with them. 0808 100 1049.